Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's episode, I'm joined by incoming sophomore on the Cornell men's hockey team, Nick DeSantis. Nick, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, and how's everything going?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's going pretty well. It's almost Friday, so pretty happy about that. Just been kind of working out, training all that during the week, and then I'm just ready to relax on the weekend with my family.
Nice. Outside of that, how has your summer been going for yourself? And do you have anything fun planned, whether it's hockey related or not?
Yeah, my summer's actually been pretty good. It's pretty consistent actually throughout the week, kind of doing the same thing. I like work out, then followed by skate, and then drive over to work, do that Monday through Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I hang out with my family, my friends, hang out with my girlfriend and her parents. And then coming up 4th of July, I'll be down the shore in Jersey with my family friends. And then the next week, I'm going to vacation with my girlfriend and her family. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Nice. Where are you guys heading to?
I believe it's St. Bart's. Never been, so I'm pretty excited.
Is that in the Caribbean somewhere? I've never heard of that too.
I actually asked her that today. I think it's out by like past Puerto Rico and in the Virgin Island area. I'm not too sure.
Nice. Well, I hope you have fun on that vacation. But sort of transitioning to hockey, in regards to your training, what are you hoping to work on for next season?
Yeah, I kind of touching on everything. Big thing was I just kind of wanted to get a little bigger and stronger, so just gain muscle, which is good. And then kind of just touching with my trainers back home on mobility and explosiveness. And conditioning, and then kind of touching on everything else. So it's pretty good. And I got a good regimen with my trainers here in New Jersey and PA.
Well, I sort of want to transition now and talk about the beginning of your hockey career and sort of work all the way up to where you are today. So doing research on yourself, it says that you're from Collegeville, Pennsylvania. So talk about growing up there and how did you start playing hockey?
Yeah, so Collegeville's about 45 minutes outside of Philadelphia. And I kind of started playing hockey when I was 4 years old. My dad played college hockey and got me into it. And I kind of just started to like the game. Was playing for like the local, minor team. And then I was playing other sports too, but like I was still main focused on hockey. And then by like the age of 10, I kind of just realized I just wanted to play hockey, and I was just passionate about that. So I just stopped playing the other sports and kind of focused on that. And there wasn't a lot of teams, AAA teams in Pennsylvania. So I would travel to New Jersey and play for the Colonials there. And we had some good players on our team. And then kind of that path then took me to prep school at South Kent, and then to juniors, and then here today at Cornell. So it's been a nice journey, fun journey, and I've enjoyed playing it every single day.
Who was your favorite player growing up? I'm assuming it was probably someone on the Flyer since you were
When I was a peewee, one of my coaches was Danny Briere. So I used to love, and we were season ticket holders for the Flyers. So I used to go to the games and be right by the bench, and he'd give me sticks all the time. So it was awesome. But I just loved watching Danny play because he was a smaller forward too. And he kind of just, his skill sets, his elusiveness in the offensive zone and his tenacity kind of in front of the net and just banging home all those dirty goals. So that was pretty fun to watch. And then I also really enjoyed watching Pavel Daszak too, just his skill set, and kind of just wanted to kind of mimic kind of his skills in my games.
Is it cool seeing Danny Briere now as the GM of the Flyers?
Yeah, it is. I actually work out with his, one of his sons, and we're still pretty close with him, but it's pretty cool now to see him and how he's progressed from player to now front office. So it's very exciting, and I'm happy that he's still a Flyer.
My favorite Flyer probably was Mike Richards. He was so good for so long, and then he kind of just disappeared. But he was definitely a player I liked watching a lot growing up. I think people sort of forget how good he was.
Yeah, I liked that 2010 Stanley Cup team with Jeff Carter, Scott Hartnell, Mike Richards, Wayne's, Claude Giroux. I really enjoyed watching them play. And I actually down the shore, we were friends with Jeff Carter too. So I was able to kind of hang out with him, and he kind of taught me a couple things for the game, like Danny does. And it was pretty cool, pretty cool experience.
Now, before Cornell, you played for the Madison Capitals in the USHL. How'd you get the opportunity to go to the USHL and play for them?
Yeah, so juniors for me with COVID was all over the place. So I was in the BCHL during like the middle of COVID, but and was able to play a couple preseason games, but then they shut down. So I came back and kind of just trained. And then the following year, a couple teams reached out. Madison was one of them. And I got to talking to them, and it was new coaching staff at the time. So I was, they were enthusiastic about me as a player, and then about how the season was going to be. And they were drafting some pretty good players. So I was fortunate enough to get picked up by them before the season started. And then went on from there, and our team was good. It was a good team. We made it to the Clark Cup, really kind of changed the image of the Madison Capitals that year. And we're able to accomplish a lot of things, primarily because our team was very close. We were a bunch of good players, a bunch of college players, and we were able to kind of come together towards the end and make a good run in the playoffs. So it was a good learning experience too.
Yeah. Talk a little bit more just about your playing experience with Madison and just what you took away from it.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it because it was also, the USHL is like one of the top junior leagues in North America, and you and good with the development. And I kind of was just always at the rink. We were always training, either off ice or on ice. So I just always had that, kind of option to kind of work on your game, work on my game. And kind of, there's a bunch of good players too, that are kind of pushing you every day and helping me get better. And I loved being around the guys and seeing them every day and having them there with me through the journey was fun.
Now, what's the best memory you have from your USHL days when you look back on it now? Probably that Clark Cup run, if I had to guess.
Yeah, it was winning the Eastern Conference final against Muskegon. That was probably the best moment there, because it just kind of just pictured the entire season of how we started and to how we ended, and just being able to change the image of the Madison Capitals was a big deal. And I'm really happy that was a part of that.
Now, how did your USHL hockey experience help prepare you with Cornell? Obviously, you're going against other Division I commits, both in practice and in game. So probably makes the transition very seamless, or a little bit more seamless when you're playing against those players all the time.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. I think all the players there were good players, going to be college players. And then just style of play too. It was fast pace. It was heavy. You kind of had to make quick plays. Kind of built up confidence too as I continue to play in more and more games. So that kind of was the biggest key, was just kind of building up my confidence in my game and being able to play at high speed that could translate into college hockey. And I've kind of first couple days in college, it's fast, but then once you get into it, it's nothing too different from the USHL. So it was a good jump from the USHL to college.
Now, talk about your recruiting process with Cornell and what made you want to go there versus other schools you might have looked at.
Yeah, so when I was at South Kent, I committed to Miami, Ohio when I was 15. And there was a bunch of different coaching changes, and just we just felt like it wasn't kind of the right fit for me. So kind of in the second half of the year in Madison, I was uncommitted and I was just playing, and Cornell was one of the teams that was interested, and they were contacting me and they were coming out to the games and they were showing interest. And when an Ivy League, especially Cornell, comes up to you, you can't overlook that. So I just kept chatting with the assistant coaches and then the head coach, and was just starting to like everything I was hearing. And then went on a visit in December and really liked the campus, and just met some of the guys too on the team. And I just really clicked with them and thought that they were good guys, good mentors too. And then right when I came back from the visit, it kind of was an easy decision to go there. And I'm happy I'm here.
What was like the biggest adjustment you had to make to college hockey? Was it the speed of the game, the physicality, or just the less time and space you have with the puck to sort of create and make plays?
It's a little bit of everything. Definitely speed was a lot more, was a little bit more than what the USHL was, just because the kids are bigger, stronger, faster. And then the physicality too. We have a big team on at Cornell. So in practices, it was heavy, it was hard. So that kind of pushed me to get kind of stronger, get better during practices. So then games became a little bit more easier. I was able to do more. But I feel like those kind of everything is different.
Now, talk about what it's like playing in the ECAC and just the competition you face every weekend. I think people overlook how good the conference is, and I think you saw that this past year with Quinnipiac winning it all, when I think most people thought Minnesota was probably going to kind of not cruise through that game, but sort of win that game, at least from the majority opinion that I was seeing on the internet.
Yeah, I think the ECAC is a great league. It's got that mix of high-end offense with really good defense. A lot of our games were close. They weren't blowouts. They weren't like high-scoring games. They were low-scoring defensive games. So really harps on being good defensively as a team. But then there was also games where it was high skill too, and you needed to bring the offense. So it was a good mix of both when it came to that. And then teams like Quinnipiac, Harvard, Clarkson, Colgate, all those teams, they're pretty good teams. So they every night it's a battle, and it's a challenge to come out on top. And we were fortunate enough to have a good team too. So we brought the competition too as well, and made it hard to play against.
Now, going to an Ivy League school, how do you balance hockey and academics at such a high level?
Yeah, we have resources that we have at our disposal, either with the older guys who've taken the class that we have, or academic advisors to help us and tutors. So it was kind of just in the beginning, it was a little different because I'm not used to hockey and school. I haven't done it since South Kent, so it was definitely an adjustment period. But once I started to get into it, and I was using my resources, I was getting tutors to help me with my classes, especially when I was on the road, kind of just talking with classmates and my teammates, and just getting their feedback and hearing what they had to say about the class, and kind of showing me how to manage hockey and school. So it became easier, especially and then the second semester came, and it definitely I definitely felt my rhythm and was able to kind of manage better with hockey and school.
So you had a very solid regular season, being one of the top teams in the country last year. How did your team sort of maintain that consistency throughout the regular season and handle the pressure of being a ranked team?
I think it just came down to our habits. I think we were all dialed in. We all knew what we wanted. We had a great leadership class and our seniors who pushed us every day in practice and in games, and set the tone and made good examples. And I think we had good defense, good offense, good goaltending, and everything was just clicking together. And then towards the end of the year, we had kind of wanted to make that push, wanted to get into the NCAA regionals and make the ECAC tournament and win the Ivy League, which we did. So that kind of all just tied into just we buckled down, we got focused in practice, and just pushed each other every day to get better and better, so that we were ready in the hardest of games.
Now, one of the coolest moments during the regular season, I kind of want to ask you about. I know you didn't play in this game, but your team got to play at Madison Square Garden against UConn, where you blew them out 6-0. What was that experience like for your team going to New York and playing in that game?
It's unreal. We took the trip to New York a couple of days in advance, got to see the city, spend time there, and then were able to just take the train into New York Penn Station, I think it was, and then go right into Madison Square Garden. And it's just the atmosphere there was electric. It's one of the hockey's greatest arenas, and it was filled with Cornell fans, which was just a big momentum boost for us, I feel like, in that game. And everyone's just red, and you're in the anthem, and you hear them during the national anthem yell the red chant. So kind of just juiced the boys up, kind of got them pumped, ready. And then we just took advantage of the first start of the game, Dalton was able to score one early, and then he actually got a hat trick too, so that game, which he was my roommate, so that was pretty fun to see. And then it's kind of just a game that you just want to be at, you want to play, you want to be in, you mark it on your calendar. So it's definitely an experience of a lifetime for sure.
I might have been the only UConn person there at that game. It was a pretty hostile environment. Those Cornell fans there, I didn't realize how intense they were. I think people sort of overlook you guys with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the line of faithful, and they're the best fans, I think, in college hockey. Even there, they showed in every game, every home game, every away game. I feel like most away games we play at, it's more Cornell fans than the home teams. So it's just, we always have that support for us. And that's what kind of drives us to be better and show, give them something to root for and cheer on. And I think they're a big part to our team's success.
Now, you guys are going to do that MSG game next year, right? Is it a yearly thing?
Yeah, it's a yearly thing. Every other year we play BU. So this year we'll play BU in the Red Hot Hockey matchup. So it's going to even be, it's going to be filled with red now. So
nice.
It's going to be a lot of Cornell fans still. So,
and a good revenge game too, which we'll get to in a little bit. But you guys, like you mentioned, won the Ivy League championship this past year as well when you guys beat Yale. What did winning that championship mean to your team heading into the tournament?
I think it just gave us another boost of confidence that we're a good team. We earn everything that we get, and it was good for us to kind of win the Ivy and then use that momentum into the ECAC playoffs and the regionals. And it was just kind of just a fun experience too, that realized like we didn't even know, like we were just playing, didn't really focus on if we had the chance to win the Ivy or not. Right afterwards, we were able to celebrate and have a good time too. So it was a lot of fun.
Now, in the tournament this year, you guys beat Denver 2-0, but then lost to Boston University in the regional finals. Overall, what did you take away from your tournament experience, and how are you going to, I guess, use that heading into next season?
Yeah, I think it was a great experience. It felt like professional hockey, TV time, long TV timeouts, televised event. It was really exciting to play in, and play the reigning national champions in the first game and beat them. Really set the tone for like, we belong here. We deserve to be here. We want to be here every year. So it kind of just built up kind of adrenaline in us to want to keep going and keep playing, because this is these are the last couple games of the year, and we don't want to end. So I think that next year our main focus is to make it back and make it even farther. We're one win away from going to the Frozen Four, so we definitely have more to go from there. But overall, it was a good experience.
Now, I was reading about your head coach Mike Schaefer and just some of the stuff he had to overcome the past few years. And I sort of want to ask, what's it like playing under him, and what's he like as a head coach?
Yeah, he definitely has gone through a lot during COVID, but he's got great support from the coaching staff and the players here. We all respect him. And I think he just pushes us every day. He wants the best out of us. As a freshman, he wanted me to be the best I could be, and he kept pushing me to do better in practice habits and in the games and be consistent. So he definitely wants the most out of you as a player and as a person too. And off the ice, he does great things. I know a bunch of the players and him took a trip to the Dominican to help out with families and schools out there. And it's just kind of a big deal to give back to the community. And that's something that he harps on. So we all kind of stand by him and look forward to many years to come.
Now, one more question before we get to the non-hockey segment, but what are your team's goals and expectations for next season? And are you able to review any non-conference games that your team has outside of the BU game?
I don't know any of the other non-conference games. Our schedule comes out later than other teams, so I kind of just wait and see who we play from there. No, we would play BU though. So, that's going to be a good game. And then all the ECAC conference games. So excited for that. And I think our main focus this year is to make it back to the regionals and make it to the Frozen Four and win. So I think we are going to have a good team. We lost our seniors, which, were a big part of our team last year. And I think we have a lot of incoming freshmen coming in that are going to have to step in and play big roles. So we're excited. I can't wait to get back. I kind of just want to be back on campus, get playing, get hanging out with the guys. So we know what we need to do, and we're excited about it.
So we're now in a segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I get to ask you some non-hockey questions to hopefully get to know you and your team a little bit more off the ice. First one is, what music do you like to listen to?
I like the like 2010s music. Like, I listen to the 10 spot on the radio. I get chirped a lot for my music taste just because it's older music. It's like a mix of country, pop, rap, like everything. So I'm not the best when it comes to picking the music, but I know what I like. And the guys in the locker room too have great taste. So
yeah,
just jam out to whatever they're playing in the locker room, and they blast it too. So
yeah, I respect your music taste because I listen to everything. So like, I have a playlist for each genre of music. So I'm totally with you. I can listen to country and rap and sort of mix it up. I don't know why guys like to just listen to the same genre of music all the time. It gets boring after a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I there's certain, like, when I hear something, it's good. Like, I like fall in love with it. And I'll listen to it on repeat. And I'll pick a song for a couple weeks and I'll just keep listening to that. And then when I hear something else, I'll play that for a while. So I'm not picky. I just kind of just listen to whatever's good.
What is your most embarrassing hockey moment? Did you ever like show up to practice with skate guards on or something like that?
I don't know. It's I definitely probably have had some when I was younger, but can't remember. But I just know from this year, it was one of my first games at Lina, and how it is our benches along the boards, and then our penalty box is right next to us, and then across the ice where normally a penalty box would be is the other team's penalty box. So I got a penalty one game, and I was just skiing over and I was trying to open the door, but the guy wasn't opening it, and I'm like, what? And then he's like looking at me like, what are you doing? And I turned around and I realized that it was the wrong penalty. So that's a mistake I won't make ever again. So I'll chalk that up to freshman learning. So
yeah, well, that's a little confusing because usually the penalty boxes are right next to each other, so even if you make that mistake, and you like, you're usually the ref, I feel like, leads you to it too. So
yeah, so it was funny. So I think that's probably the most embarrassing thing I can think of. So
now, speaking of your teammates, who has the best style on the team?
I don't know. Guys come in with different outfits. I think Jack O'Brien always has a nice tailored suit going. Jack O'Leary gets it going. I think everybody does. I can't really think of who has the best. Because every night someone surprises me with a good outfit. But a lot of us too also keep it simple, keep it plain. So
now, what is the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week?
I was just caught up on that Titanic thing from last week. I was reading more about it, and then I don't know, today was the NHL draft, so I was watching, reading up on that, seeing all the guys I knew are getting drafted. So
yeah,
what I've been catching up on.
Yeah, pretty much for me, just the NHL draft, seeing what guys went there. Anyone you know from Cornell that got drafted? I saw some guy from the Bruins got picked.
We have three incoming freshmen that just got drafted. So that's going to be pretty cool experience for them. And then it's going to be good for us too, because these guys are going to come in and we're going to expect them to be impactful players for us. So I'm excited.
I think the most surprising thing from the draft, in my opinion, was seeing Fantilli drop to number three. I thought it was kind of a lock to be the second overall pick. So that was probably the biggest thing that took me by surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. That was surprising, but you don't know. You never know.
Yeah. And obviously the Flyers got a very good player, Michkov, who might be a steal at number seven. So that's pretty exciting for you guys.
Yeah. I like that. I like that pick. I know all my buddies too like that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Good. It was a good first draft pick for Danny as the GM.
Now, one more non-hockey question is, if you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
That's a good one. I don't know. I'd say George Lucas. Kind of. I grew up as a Star Wars fan, and just love to pick his brain on kind of how he thought of all the things he did and how he did it in a time where technology wasn't as advanced. Kind of just hear all the different stories, kind of things that weren't told in it, but love to know. So that'd be pretty interesting.
I think for me, probably Tom Brady, just hearing about all the success he's had and how he sort of went through a lot of adversity to get there and his perspective on it 20 years later. I think that would be cool to hear from him on that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Now, getting back to some hockey questions now. First one is, for all the younger players listening to this, what advice do you have for them on what it takes to be a college hockey player like yourself?
I think they just got to, you know, want to play. They want to kind of love the game, kind of during practices and skill skates, especially over the summer, kind of just working on your game, gaining confidence, trying new things, going against guys that are going to push you and make you better and trying these new things against them and making it, being consistent with that. So then when you come to actual games that you're trying new things, you're creative. And then just working on things when it's either in the gym or on the ice, just touching on everything so you can be a complete player. I think that's the biggest thing to becoming a college player is just working on your game every single day.
Now, do you have any shout outs you want to give to your teammates, family members, or friends? And who should we have on the pod next?
Shout out, my dad's birthday was yesterday, so we got to celebrate with that. So that was good. But yeah, anyone on my team would be a good candidate to have on the podcast.
Well, thank you so much, Nick, for coming on the podcast. I really do appreciate your time. It means a lot to myself. And I wish you and your team nothing but the best for next season. I know it's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, thanks so much for doing this. I had a good time talking with you.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
I've been trying hard to keep my cool, but when you're near, there's nothing that I can do. When you're walking in, I know it's true.